Go ahead, Mike.
So my only fear is that if sometimes bonuses that are well-deserved, which I think we can make an argument that this is well-deserved, so the next year or the following year, maybe you don't go rock star like you did. It's a more average year. I mean, she did a great year. She certainly earned her income, but we don't feel. And they become rubber stamped, and I was like, why didn't I get my bonus? I worked so hard. And now we're insulting a valued employee because you didn't get the bonus, was rubber stamped, blah, blah, blah. So I have concerns about that, because I would hate for when the day comes where you just had a good year, but not a phenomenal year, that it might send a funny message that's not intended. But I'm more interested in the message that this sends staff, that we are behind you. We support the work you're doing and the way you're doing. And I think that it's more beneficial that staff understand that this council is behind their employee, their city manager. And if they love working here and they love working for you, great, there's a spot for you. If they're frustrated or unhappy, don't like the direction that the council is taking this city under their employee's leadership, Rebecca, then maybe it's time to find another place to work. I don't want anybody to leave. I value our staff, but you're implementing my vision and the shared vision of at least four, or hopefully the majority of us, and they need to understand that. You're doing our work for us. You're taking us where we want you. We want this city to go. I'm grateful for what you've done in the last year.
Okay, any other discussion?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, when we negotiated the contract with the city manager, we did a three-year contract with step pay increases by the call, right? And there was nothing attached. We've gotten ourselves into trouble with bonuses and with previous city managers, but I think we should stick to our three-year contract. Why are we putting an addendum to it?
Didn't we miss... It seemed like there was something where unintendedly you didn't get a bonus that somebody else was getting. Was there some, am I missing something there?
The at-will employees in the department have to, they get, they are in effect tied to what the union gets, so they get the same cost of living COLA, but the city manager doesn't get that. They apparently get longevity bonuses as well. They need that. I just found that out, and the city manager position doesn't.
We could do longevity, you wouldn't
have to go back to the hotel.
We can get your expense.
That came up during the process, and they get step increases that are 4% per step. I believe it's 4%. So, when the contract was negotiated, and Mike's right, it was a base salary, and then year one, year two, these increases. Truthfully, I just didn't have that information, and there was a dispute with the recruiter. I had given salary requirements. He gave you all different salary requirements, and then I met in the middle to get the contract done. And that's how that came about. So, that increases 1% of something or other.
So I'm not sure I completely understood. Is there a flaw in how your raises or the COLA is done compared to the other department?
Yeah, I don't get one.
Okay. So instead of a bonus, could we make that? Would that be equivalent to what we're talking about? Or is that not the right?
Yeah, I think we can just go with the bonus this time if we want to renegotiate the contract. For me, that this year was so exceptional in what happened. Like I said, if we need a new business model here. We need to do business as a city, and if this were business, she'd be showered with stock options and bonuses, and we can't do that. This is a pittance of what. So I have no problem with it, and if other people see it differently, then we don't always agree on stuff. So I'm willing to go and explain it to people.
They obviously make a little clarification on what Councilor Bond was talking about. So I think our intent in the original contract was to give our city manager the same general salary and benefits package as our directors, and then had a specific contract with her for exceptional things, which included a fixed salary with step increases over a circle of 3-year period. Now, the intentional consequence was that we council and our city attorney at the time, not only appreciate, nor did Rebecca do this, didn't appreciate that our directors have this 1% of whatever the cost of living had been built in there. So Rebecca brought that to our attention, the personnel committee, in the process, and said, gosh, I hate to bring this up, but I'm going to give my directors this cost of living increase that we, so unfortunately, didn't put in a contract to make it clear that that was a benefit. I think we were intended for her to have, was to have that same director level package of those representative positions. And where we left it was, Rebecca was going to run some numbers to show the difference in that. We have not done that. So that's what I, that's what the personnel committee, and I'm the chair of the personnel committee, I'll accept what happens, responsibility is that we didn't do that. I should have said, Rebecca, where are those numbers? Rebecca should have said, Mike, here's those numbers, so please. So that's where that went. The 1% is somewhere 1% of a base salary of $1,500.
Well, and I think there was another caveat too. How we ended up paying you what we paid you. Because there were two figures. You say, well, you can give me this, but next year there is an increase. I think the year after that there is an increase. Or you can give me this, and we'll skip this increase next year or something.
It was, we were supposed to pay 160. And because Colin Bendiger gave us the wrong numbers, and she wanted to come here, she took less, because we were prepared to pay 160. And she took less, came at 155, 157.5, 160. And, but who knew that this was going to be the year that it was.
Well, part of it was, I think you'd already gone into the public session to announce the contract and the amount, and then Colin called me, and he said, is it the salary? And I said, that's not the salary requirements I gave you. And then we tried to figure out, okay, how to fix this, and that's how the breakout came out. And then as Mike said, the COLA is calculated per contract, per the AFSCME contract, and then the AFSCME contract provisions are applied to the director, so that takes care of the COLA. But your directors are also on steps. They're not on a flat salary like I am. And so their steps go up each year by 4%. And so that was a difference, too, that we'll have to address.
So I would like, if it's the will of the council, to have you bring us those numbers, and we'll address that and see what that disparity is to change it. But we've not said that. If there's consensus.
Yeah, I wish to look at that.
That's separate from what we're talking about.
Okay.
So I'd be in favor of reopening the contract to fix that deficiency that we'll recognize happens as a consequence of out of career communication.
Yep, not at 1500. That's a joke for what we've
done. Like I said.
I need to clarify something for the council. Sorry to interrupt, Mike. But I need to clarify something. The reason, well, the law is that you can award performance bonuses, but the basis, the ability to do that, the right to issue awarded performance bonus has to be in the contract. Okay? The contract has to say a performance bonus may be awarded at the discretion of the city council, okay? Or something like that. And that her contract does not have that in it. So in order to award her a performance bonus, you have to add that. But once you add it, the performance bonus can't be given for past performance, can't ever be given for past performance, also has to be given for future performance. So it technically is not possible for you to reward Rebecca for the fabulous deal that you already have. You have to reward her for something else in the future when you can explain what that is.
That's fine. Okay.
So just so that everybody's on the same.
I can give a performance bonus.
Yeah, I'm struggling.
Performance as an accrued.
Well, no, you have to have the right to give it in the contract, and then it gets measured from that period forward. You can't retroactively pay people something different than what's in their contract. It's very clear enough. So just so as long as everybody's aware of kind of what the rules are to applying the contract amendments that you've been talking about.
If there was a flaw in this, an unintended, and she brought it to our attention, and we make that retroactive, the fix to that, could we?
I believe you can fix a flaw because it's not a performance bonus, but I'd have to double check.
Then we've identified that flaw, and then we wanted to reply with the
step, right.
So I believe the third process, I have in favor of a motion that says let's rectify the issues that were evidenced that we did not fully understand what the directors got, and so therefore releasing her salary in her contract on the directors, or in occasion along with the director for the employee contract. So I'd be happy to do that kind of thing, but I think it's got a lot of words on it, but I'm all in favor of merit-based performance systems. I'm all in favor of performance bonuses. I think that's a great way to do things. It happens a lot in the private sector, but it happens with specific performance goals set up in the working day period. And so if we want to go into that, we can open the contract again with her consent and our consent. We have all, there's sure there's a clause in there that we can mutually agree to open up the contract and we can change it so that it has performance goals and performance bonuses to plan for future periods. But I'm not in favor of going back and doing something retroactive other than fixing.
Well, first we have to put this in the contract, and then we can do the rest of the stuff with the numbers. But we have to have this.
Yeah, what I heard the city attorney tell us was, I'm not sure I can make my second motion.
Right, you can't.
That's something we can't do. So what I would, I'm asking is, we amend the contract to give that authority. I do agree maybe if someone wants to amend my motion to add in the additional language you were all talking about to make these other adjustments. I just want the contract authority so we can have the discussion. If it ends up having to be prospective so we have that authority to set performance goals to do it in the future, that may be where we end up. But I'm asking us to take the first step to put it in the contract so we can have those discussions because we can't have them without them.
So, I was just going to ask if we could just keep the two separate because I've got a few things to say about the second part.
Okay, so right now where we're at is we have a motion to put the ability to give performance and retention bonuses in the contract subject to a voter approval, but with no amount attached.
Correct.
And then with what Mike is saying about dealing with steps and other numbers, is that a separate motion or can that be added to this motion?
I think you can amend the existing motion to add that. And so there would be two changes to the contract. One would be to add the performance retention bonus, and the second would be to determine whatever the step increase is and add that into the contract.
Does that solve your problem, Mike?
I can clean it up in 2 seconds. So you want to give her a COLA, correct?
No, I thought
Mike said COLA. Well,
no, that's
we're okay. Missing information
okay.
from the city manager on what the disparity is for putting in your contract and what she thinks should have happened.
So it's two separate motions. One motion is add the language you want, period. That's it.
Now Mike is saying that he would like to amend that to, in addition to what we're doing, to add what is it that
you want? I would say do that at a future time because I'm not smart enough to voice that tonight. I don't know that.
This is what I wanted to.
Yes.
So we have it sounds like we have one motion, and that's concerning the bonus.
Concerning the amendment
to authorize the bonus. Thank you.
That's all. No numbers, no nothing.
Right. But I do want to address something that Mike had said a few minutes ago, and that is one of the reasons that you object is because we don't have metrics, we don't have goals in our contract. And personally, I don't think that's the place that we need to have those goals. Those performance goals, those are typically set on the outside of a contract.
Yeah, they won't be in the contract.
Okay. I wanted to make sure that we weren't going to talk about that.
Okay.
So we have a motion and a second to amend the contract to include the ability to add a performance or retention bonus prospectively. Right, and we still have to bring it back and approve it. Okay, so all those in favor signify by saying, no, Mike?
I think the discussion's been here. I don't think we're fully yet the motion, but I'll make sure it's on the record that the instruction is that this is a performance retention bonus, but the implication it's going to have the words in the thing the city attorney's going to draft. We're going to say it's based on performance metrics. Performance goals and metrics as determined through the performance appraisal process or something like that that says it is tied to a measurement. And Scott, Sean's right. those goals are not in the contract, those goals are done with the performance appraisal.
Right.
I would rather simplify it to say at the discretion of the council, we will apply the matrix that we want, but the language will be very broad.
How about this? Because it's getting late. I'm happy to draft the original motion and bring it back to you, and that will give you some time to think about whether or not it's appropriate to add criteria, whether it's discretion or whether it's on goals and objectives or strategic plans or whatever it is.
And we don't have a meeting for 2 weeks, which gives you time to decide what that additional language is. And then you can come back and amend it. Okay? So, yes, Joanna.
That was Vince.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Passes unanimously. And whatever it is that you need that we can work out.
And then you're going to bring to us an explanation of the difference between your contract and the other department heads so that we can analyze that and correct it if needed.
Yeah, and if that's, I mean, I apologize. I thought the personnel committee said you want to get through the evaluation and we'd address that at a later date and then we never talked about it. So if you were like me, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Our later date is
arriving. Okay.
Well, what were the numbers? I think we're trying to understand. We, just as you've discovered, none of us at this table fully appreciate the performance and the pay system with you you're going to be uncovered. So help us appreciate how it works. We can talk about how it should work and make sure your contract.
Okay, Are you done? Do you need anything else?
I just want the record to be clear that the proposed second motion was withdrawn.
I'm not sure I ever made it. I was saying it was leading to what I thought was a motion. I'm not sure I could.
You understand.
Whether it was made or not, it's not on the table. So you may adjourn.
Okay, we are adjourned.
I don't have to be at work till 5, so if you don't want to pow out a little longer until 10.
I don't know if we have
any questions. Hang out in the Zoom.